It's time for this week's Focus on Business. The Breeders' Cup 2015 is coming to Keeneland. What does it mean? Take one of the world's most prestigious thoroughbred races happening on the same weekend as a home UK football game against a very well-known opponent whose fans will like to travel. Add to this the National Horse Show at the Kentucky Horse Park, plus a downtown transformed into the scene of a festive week-long celebration, and you're looking at a week in Lexington, Kentucky unlike any before. Part two of his conversation with Kip Cornett, chair of the Breeders' Cup Keeneland Host Committee, begins with Tom Martin asking Cornett what sort of a crowd he's expecting for the Breeders' Cup.
There is going to be the possibility, and I think a very likely possibility, that Keeneland could sell out. There is a definitive number that once they reach that, that's it. There's no other people that can fit on the grounds based on the infrastructure they've created.
And what is that number, do you know?
Approximately 45,000. Now, that's the full campus. That's not the grandstand. So it will be a totally different experience. There's going to be a ton of luxury seating like you see for golf tournaments, full utilization of the campus. So there's not going – we're going to have to create a secondary experience. And more than likely, that location will be downtown where we're going to try to replicate as much as we can everything that you can experience Keeneland right down to burgoo and bread pudding. So food offering, beverages, wagering. That's something that we want to jump through the hoops to see if it's possible to do a satellite wagering site. A very, very, very large jumbotron like you saw in the World Cup where people were watching the World Cup in outdoor venues. So we know we're going to need to do that.
I'm sure that you're going to need volunteers to support your efforts. When will you begin putting out a call, and do you have any idea what sorts of responsibilities would be filled by volunteers?
Absolutely, and we've actually, you know, slowly starting that process. And there's going to be two different key target audiences with our volunteer base. One of them is going to be the general racing fan. And we're going to need volunteers to make sure that those people are taken care of. They know where to go. There's going to be some real challenges as it relates to the hospitality space, whether it's housing or restaurants. You know, and making sure that people don't think of our restaurants as 15. They understand that it's 50. And there's different places that you can go, not just downtown, but other places all over the city. So we're going to need a good-sized volunteer base to make sure that, that racing fan that comes here has a good experience. The other piece of this, which is really, really, really crucial if we're hope to bring the Breeders' Cup back here, and those are the people that actually run the horses in the race. Because one of the things that we need to understand as a community is that bringing the Breeders' Cup back here will not be it's not a popular vote. It is a vote by a board. It is a vote by a few individuals who will be getting feedback basically from those people who race their horses here and literally who are putting up the money to make sure that this event happens. So we're going to have one group that's more of a general broad-based volunteer group that we'll start recruiting right now. The other group, which will be more specialized, will be a smaller group, but they're gonna have to be pretty tough. They're gonna have to be extremely knowledgeable and very thick-skinned because, you know, usually people who come in from out of town and there's millions of dollars on the line, they can be a little demanding. And so we want to make sure that that people understand, you know, what the duty is. And the duty is going to be basically to be on call and make sure that these people at the end of their experience go back to the Breeders' Cup board and said, bring this thing back here as fast as you can.
It's a lot of moving parts in a work in progress.
Yes.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.